Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, welcome to Right from the Left Coast. I don't even know if I'm broadcasting because my chat room is a mess and I don't see anybody in there, including myself. So I see typing, but it's a problem. Blog Talk Radio at its finest. Hopefully people will let me know. I hear somebody at Patriot Families. I'll go there. My name is Linda. This is Right from the Left Coast. It is Wednesday. I've got a pretty great show going on. So, yeah, go ahead and call in, Bill, and so see what happens. Yeah, it's doing that to everybody. It's even doing it to me, so I don't know what's going on. So if anyone wants to join the show, please call in 646-378-0321. I didn't include that in my messages to people, so it's really a problem. We'll just do the best we can. I don't know why my chat room is not working, and, of course, Blog Talk is becoming a very huge pain. So I know that Ron was going to try to get in later, and I don't know how that's going to work. I didn't have enough time to tell everybody in their emails that they need to call the show to be a part of it. So I'm probably talking to nobody right now. But we'll do what we can, and this will go into podcast. And I wanted to start with, Ron was busy, but he said, give him hell, and remember to mention jihad, backpacks, pressure cookers, and the like. So it was kind of cool. And anyway, I wanted to start with some scripture today, and go ahead and pick Bill up because he might be able to hear it now. Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Linda. Couldn't get through the
VCR,
but I can call
VCR
in here.
VCR is a pain today. Yeah, maybe we should, put a blast out on Facebook if you have a minute to do that, because nobody knows that they can't get in. All I see, I can see myself, it says loading room, and every once in a while it says error logging in. I can actually type in the chat room, but my name doesn't show up on the user list. So.
Oh, man.
So Blog Talk Radio is becoming a huge pain, so my chat room is going to remain empty today, but I'm going to go ahead and start the show. While you listen, go ahead and get emails out to people, let them know that they can call in, and I'll just let the board light up. Anyway, this is a really cool – thank you so much. Very cool piece from last Sunday's church, and this was the Gospel according to Matthew, and this is chapter 5, 21 through 37, and it's really cool. And the Bible says, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand over you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly, I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery, but I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away, for it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away, for it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of sexual immorality, makes her commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. So that's one lesson we learned last week, and those are things we must calm ourselves down with, and hopefully, I know Bill's probably out there trying to get people to call in, so we'll see what's going on with that. There is so much happening today. I just wish people could get into the chat room, but it's not to be. So, and I don't understand why we're having so much problems with the show today and with this particular studio. It's becoming more and more of a problem. So I'm going to go through some of the headlines, but one of the ones that will just boil us is the John Kerry nonsense. And I know that Barry's doing the same thing, and the lies continue. They will continue this because that's all they have. They will talk about global warming in Jakarta. They will talk about all this nonsense in Indonesia. And I've got a whole bunch on that. And I'm so tired of this. The problem with these people is they are doing the same thing that Hitler did. They have to tell the lie over and over and over again so that the numbskulls believe it. Well, when you've got one in four people who, like I said, do not know that the earth revolves around the sun, you have a problem. So I wanted to go back to, I think it was a week and a day ago, and I did go to the meeting on this particular person. I'm not going to do his name on the air, but I sent this clown an email because he was a part of the ICLEI group way, way back three and a half years ago when I first found out that my city was involved with ICLEI. And 5 years ago, I started studying Agenda 21. So this was one of those vision meetings, and it was a predetermined outcome, very Delphi'd. It was diabolical. So I'm going to read to you what I wrote to this clown, and you can understand why I get so upset. In fact, I probably will be within the next month going to one of the city council meetings and explaining all of this stuff that they, because last week I read on the air what Sandag talked about in their little 6-step plan to take our automobiles away from us. So here's the email. Dear Mr. Blank, I noticed that your vision meeting had all the correct questions to facilitate a predetermined outcome. I know who and what you are. I know all about ICLEI and the UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Plan. I also know what it says at the Sandag website on the activity-based model with regard to travel decisions of individuals. Funny how all the cities in the various states of the country have such similar general plans. That is because the plans are all engineered by the same people. The United Nations is evil and has been since its inception. It used to be called the League of Nations when Colonel Mandel House whispered it into Woodrow's ear. Then good old Wilson went on a whistle stop all around the country trying to sell this to the public, but they were not buying it. Only after two world wars were the elected able to get them on board. The United Nations is comprised of a bunch of petty little dictators who are making policy which flies in the face of liberty and our Constitution. I will fight you on these policies and expose you to the public for what you are. And that the fuzzy sounding garbage you are trying to sell is a nudge, then a shove, to take away private property and eventually get us all out of our cars. You and your minions are on the wrong side of history. Sincerely, Linda Sills of Oceanside. That's what I told. Of course, I didn't get any reply from this clown. But you know what? He hasn't seen the last of me. Oh, he's going to be really upset when I come to the next meeting because there will be a lot of expose on Sandag's little plans. So what did you think of my email, Mr. Strong?
Well, I got to tell you, I saw the big Democrat donor offering $100 million for the climate change agenda. But what I never heard was anybody talk about his carbon exchange investments that will return him hundreds of billions of dollars should he be able to get it done.
And you know,
we're never going to hear that part.
No.
If we knew. You know, our government's really big, Linda. I mean, they want to know everything we're doing every second, every hour of the day.
Right, that's the NSA.
I'm thinking maybe we should know some things about them.
Look, that's why people must do their homework, and not enough people do, and I know that. There's nothing I can do to change that. I can only do, you know, the work of one person. So this is why I pull things off the Internet, and I do the research, and I tell people, Bill, it's not like I sit here and, you know, twiddle my thumbs all day. I've been pretty busy taking care of business, so... and there's a lot of waking up. Of course, we have a lot more to do. But I mean, like I said, you can only go to so many meetings. But I was very successful in reaching at least 4 to 5, maybe 6 people at that one meeting on the sidelines, because those are the people that I need to talk to. That guy up in the front of the room, whom I sent the you know, article or the email to, he doesn't care what I have to say. He wants me to shut up, so, you know, he's not going to let me speak in front of those people, so I had to do it behind his back, you know, on the sly, on the QT, whispering to everybody, letting them read this stuff, right off their own stupid, miserable evilness website. So that's how I have to deal with it, and in any other public venue that I can get my hands on, where they'll let me have 3 to 5 minutes, I'll do it, Bill. You know I'm going to. They're not going to shut me up.
You live in California, so you know all about the smelt and the water deal and the reservoirs being cut off and all that. So,
yes,
I wonder what the people of California that know about all of this think about the president standing there and trying to blame the drought and the conditions on global warming.
Well, because many of them are stupid, and there was a whole, I would say probably half the people who were voting on this stupid vision meeting don't get it. They're actually lemmings being led to slaughter. Literally, they cannot connect the dots. I've tried. I've got, you know me, I've got a whole file on this Agenda 21 stuff. It's all part of the same deal. You and I know this.
To them people that put that kind of blind faith and stuff in Obama, you know, they're the same kind of people that thinks he can make it rain.
Well, yeah, one of my neighbors who lives down the – there's several of them who get it, but several don't, of course. But my friend, her name is Charlene, and we call her Charlie. Anyway, she was out there, and we were talking. I was watering the geraniums, and she saw the chemtrails going over directly over our houses today. And she says, they're doing the chemtrails, because I was talking about the weather. And I says, yeah, and there are people in my own family who absolutely think that these chemtrails are being done to make it rain. And I said, I should have asked my niece, have you seen any rain in California in the last 3 months with this, you know, and we're talking 8 to 9 months of this heavy chemtrail nonsense? Hello? And it's astounding.
There's another oddity. In every single global warming scenario that these global warmists have painted, California would be underwater.
Well, of course. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, thanks for posting that in the chat room. Hopefully others will figure it out. They can't get in, and it's weird because it's not even loading my name up there as Patriot Family, so it's very it keeps giving me an error thing too as well. But I was hoping I could at least do the show and everyone can try to catch this in archives.
Let's be real. Are we surprised they've been trying to shut us up since we started?
Well, I'm not sure, because, look, there's a gazillion different venues here. There's Freedomizer Radio. There's Mike has his own stuff on whatever his is called. Ours is Patriot Family. I think Blog Talk Radio is just incompetent. I mean, I'm sorry to say that, guys, but they've been giving me fits for a long time where they can't connect with Skype. I do have a way around the Skype thing now, because they were nice enough, thank God, when I did call them to try to help me out. So I got the picture. Once I could get back in here as an actual host and I wasn't on a Skype call with anyone, I could figure it out and it made it work. So now I'm not being charged Skype credit or anything else, but I'm hoping that I'll send an email to Ron and tell him to try to get a ticket in here and say, guys, please help, or maybe Ron can call them, I don't know, and really get this thing cleared up.
At one time, when I was the director of choice, I had a computer guy that run my computer, took care of my site, maintained everything, and everything due to him and stuff. And this was the type of guy that if you screwed with him, I don't care if it took 5 days of him going through 57 countries, he would hunt you down, hack your computer, post your password on your screen, and you could not get it off.
Wow. Yeah. Well, look, I don't know whether – I think it's Block Talk. I really do, because once you're inside this thing, the thing is you can't come into this studio without a good password, So I don't know. I just get quite frustrated. But when we're dealing with idiotic Carrie and Barry, Barry's a moron, and he just reads off the teleprompter. He's got all of his lies in a row. And you notice Lurch Carrie, all he does is parrot what Barry tells him, They all do the same thing. Jay Carney, Valerie Jarrett, she's the puppet master. Susan Rice, Hildebeest, they're all talking the same garbage. It's just crap.
John Kerry used to hop him when someone barks orders. I'm pretty sure his wife probably barked a few at him.
Yeah. I saw on the internet today, because I was getting all the information on what this idiot was saying, and there was a short video of him, and it was pretty disgusting. I don't know who does his makeup after that horrible plastic surgery job, but whoever's doing his makeup probably works for a local mortuary, because this guy looks awful. It's pretty sad. So I don't know if – does Chad and the rest of the guys over there, can they hear the show?
Yes, Linda. I've got Chad here. I got a friend, Jerry Hanner, here.
Awesome.
I've got my wife sitting here.
Awesome. Hey, guys. Okay, so here's the deal. There was one piece of good news in California. This was the federal court overturns county gun permit rules. The panel says self-defense is a reason enough to carry a concealed weapon. So I think these might open up a whole situation. This was the Ninth Circuit Court of California, by the way, which is usually a circus court, But anyway, quickly, a divided federal appeals court Thursday, this was actually the 13th of February, issued decision in San Diego County case that could upend the way California issues concealed weapon permits and open the door for many legal gun owners to carry loaded weapons, including in their cars. Yay! I have to look into this. The opinion issued by a three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said law-abiding citizens are allowed to carry firearms outside of the home for self-defense. The decision reversed a lower court's ruling that had denied an independent journalist's ability to carry a concealed weapon in the county. The lawsuit filed against Sheriff Bill Gore, he's another one of these unconstitutional sheriffs, sorry to say, and the county in 2009 by Edward Peruta and others will go back to the U.S. District Court in San Diego for further proceedings. Hopefully this will at least establish some working ground rules for law-abiding citizens who desire to carry a firearm for self-defense. Anyway, it says, Peruta said from his home in Connecticut, where he lives part-time, which is quite telling. But you know what's good is there's a lot of civil disobedience in Connecticut, which is pretty cool. And I know that Mikey talked about that on his show last night. So after you guys. The other one I was checking out in my local area, this was DNA sequencing evolving fast, which is You're going to love the name of this company. This is all about the transhumanism. I don't know if you guys know about these things, but I had a couple from my friend Chris Meinson, who's a religious person, who wrote that one on the infiltration of the churches, or actually gave it to me that I gave to you last time in Delaney, Bill, on the communist infiltration of the churches. And she talks about, and she sent me all these different short videos on the transhumanism. And the singularity, you know, where they're trying to combine people with machines, it's horrible. And it's all happening, I would say, within the next 4 to 5 years. It's going to be a reality, and it's evil. Anyway,
well,
this is – yeah, go ahead.
Board.
Yeah,
by
well, board. It's worse than that. These are secular humanists. They're atheists. Yeah, they're atheists. And then Ron sent me one. It was amazing. And if I still have them, I'll send them off to you. This was like an hour, and it was like even more frightening because Ray Kurzweil's in that one, and this guy's nuts. He's an atheist of the worst order. Anyway, so this is something here in San Diego in the Scripps area. They've been working on this crap in our area in I guess parts of San Diego and Torrey Pines and La Jolla and all that nonsense down at, you know. And it's called, this is the name of the company. Illumina. Couldn't have anything more to do with the Illuminati, could it? This is funny. Anyway,
you know,
except for the content of it. Go ahead.
They are doing a lot of things out there, and they have been doing for years.
Yes.
The first time I ever saw the movie, the Stan King movie,
mm-hmm.
It really struck me because coming from that kind of background and stuff and everything, I understand totally that was highly plausible to an extent.
Sure.
And
well, what they're talking about with this nano...
Why do we play with creating things to kill when we should be creating things to heal?
Yes. In fact, you know, I'm all for, you know, getting rid of cancer, but I think they're completely going about this the wrong way, and these people are crazy. Anyway, it's Illumina, this company, hopes new incubator inspires growth, which is rather weird anyway. So it's a quick article. Hoping to speed adoption of genomics technology, or the genome experiment, and expand its customer base, DNA sequencing giant Illumina is setting up what it calls the world's first genomics incubator. Called the Illumina Accelerator Program, oh my God, the San Diego company described it Wednesday as a business accelerator to help entrepreneurs and young companies develop uses for next generation sequencing. A market Illumina dominates. Genomics, the study of complete DNA of an organism, has boomed over the last few years. The price of, let's see, DNA sequencing has come down. This is not good news to us. It can determine disease-causing mutations in people and other creatures, and is even being used to engineer partially synthetic organisms. Nanotechnology, evil stuff.
Do you know what this says psychologically about the people trying to do this?
Yeah, I know. They're evil.
They must have one hell of an inferiority complex to think that humans are so bad that they must improve on them.
No, it's a God complex. They think they're going to be gods. These people are atheists and secular humanists at best, believe me. And then
I've read a lot of science fiction books and stuff about people who, and a lot of criminal books about people who have tried to create the perfect whatever.
Oh, I know.
And almost every time it ends up with their creation destroying them.
Well, you know what's going to happen? It's not going to, it will, it actually will, because if you read Isaac Asimov's I, Robot, there was a reason for his three rules laws of robotics, and that is to never harm a human. Well, that was the first one. And then the third is referred to, you know, rule one. But this is crazy. I mean, this is beyond. And when I send these to you and you have time to see them, it will make your blood boil because it is pure evil. And I think when they get to that point, Bill, I think God's going to come back and just say, that's it. I'm done. I'm serious. I absolutely am serious.
You just hit me in my heart because Isaac Asimov happens to be probably my most favorite author ever.
I love that one.
He was a genius.
He was brilliant. He was absolutely brilliant. Look, I've read a lot of these guys back in the day, and I know Terry Rowland reads a lot of Heinlein and people like that. And I read as much as I could, Asimov, Heinlein, all these people. It was my science fiction period. And then as I evolved, I was reading. I did the romance novels. I did the Stephen King nonsense. I did shoot 'em up mystery detective things. And then I got into biographies, and that was awesome. And then I got into history. Absolute. Bonkers on history. Go ahead.
I have a book that I think you should read.
Okay.
For nothing purely but for entertainment. The main character of the book's name is Ignatius J. Riley. And I want you to imagine Barack Obama as Ignatius J. Riley and read John Kennedy O'Toole's A Confederacy of Dunces.
Okay.
I'm guaranteeing you, once you get a chapter and a half into it, you won't want to put it down and you'll be laughing.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have, you probably don't. I'm sorry, Mike from the hot seat's trying to get in, and I can't connect with him because I'm afraid to go to the other part of Skype or I'll lose my show. Do you guys, I don't know if you have his email. You don't have his Skype thing either. Dang it, I can't get to him. Ugh. So, all right.
If he can hear you, Linda, he would. You could tell him to call in.
Yeah, I don't know if he can. I don't know either. But, Mikey, if you're listening at all, somehow, some way, just call into the show. And I can't get to him because if I go to another thing, I'll lose this. I'm sure I'll lose this soundboard if I go to another part of Skype. So I don't know.
Author of that book, John Kennedy O'Toole, wrote one book in his lifetime, and then he committed suicide.
Are you still there? Oh, good. Okay.
His mother took the book to a publisher, and the guy, just to be nice, told her he'd read a little bit of it. He couldn't put it down, and he published it for her. So the book was actually published after his death. But I have to tell you, now... Could I read that book, and I can picture Ignatius J. Riley and Barack Obama as the same person.
Yeah, let me tell you this.
Those are disasters of leadership.
Yeah, there was somebody talking. I can't remember whether it was today or yesterday, because you know how we keep getting inundated with garbage from the left and the evil left. Talking about Barry, and all the things that are going on with him and him being married to this God knows what she is or she, this is part of the end times. So, yeah, let me see. I can't read what it says. I'm trying to see what Mikey's. It's just awful.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I know how frustrating I've been the last week and a half having all these troubles.
Let me try this. All right, let me try this real quick. Keep talking. Let's see.
I have a weapon coming. I have a friend who developed software and stuff on his own, and he's developed his own security. And his is not only protects, it'll hunt down and destroy those that try to hack you.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm going to finish this article and then we'll go on because I had a bunch of there was just so much stuff going on. But I'm going to remember to get you guys and everybody on Patriot Family some of the stuff that was sent to me about this genome stuff. Anyway, this says the next generation sequence using various forms of electronic instrumentation to speed detection of DNA sequences and lower costs. This is evil. Through the Accelerator's 6-month program, Illumina will provide invited participants with technology and business guidance and $100,000 in support, including access to sequencing systems and reagents, as well as fully operational lab space in close proximity to the company's planned R&D facilities in San Francisco's Mission Bay. Illumina said it will select up to 3 companies for each 6-month session per year. So I don't know who this one, but I have 111. Is that Mike, or who is that?
No. Oh, I'm on a wait.
Hello?
Goodness.
Hello? Are you there?
We're here.
Okay, the other caller, I have no clue. I don't know who that person is, 111. That doesn't tell me. It's got to be a thing that doesn't want to reveal their Skype number or something. But anyway, so this is... I have no idea. Illumina has signed up financing partners for the venture, including tech investor Yuri Milner and Silicon Valley Bank. Oh, that's a surprise. Getting new customers versed in Illumina technology is an investment in the future of next-generation sequencing, said Michael Waterhouse, an analyst with Morningstar. While Illumina has the lead now, the field is fast evolving. I'm not surprised. Okay, let's see. I can't see what he's saying. Okay, so Mikey's telling me he's going to call in. So, all right, a couple more paragraphs. There's obviously going to be a lot of growing competition in the
NGO. I'll tell you, I don't know.
Go ahead.
I'm showing up on this call.
Hello?
Hello?
I couldn't hear the person. Say again, please. I have no idea who this is, but they're still live, so anyway.
Sounds like they're having struggles.
So it says, this guy says, I definitely think it's in Illumina's best interest to make sure their platform is the most widely adopted if they can get on the ground floor of some of these up-and-coming companies. It does lead to greater customer loyalty. Oh, God. Likewise, the financiers get the advantage of being close to these companies at the early stages, Waterhouse said. Scientists will benefit because Illumina makes the most versatile sequencing systems. It was a UC San Diego professor of computational biology and genomics, director of UC San Diego Scripps Genome Center. Oh, great. The access to lab space and Illumina's machines provides a powerful incentive. I'm sure it does. They can sequence anything. If you can imagine to get it converted into DNA. Gasterlin says she spends a couple $100,000 a year on Illumina products for her lab. Oh, I'll bet. The Scripps Genome Center, these people are sick. Part of Scripps Institution of Oceanography has helped another great little group, genome of various marine creatures such as the California purple sea urchin. Can you believe this? The California purple sea urchin. The first session begins August 1st. Applications are due, yada, yada. Okay, so that was the end of that mess. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Mikey, what's going on?
That sounds like... That last group sounds like they just came from the marijuana shop.
Mike can Skype. I don't know.
What is their driving purpose behind all this?
Oh, it's okay. Let me see if I can do this real quick. I think he's trying to use Google. Do a cell or. Anyway, or landline, he's going to have to use. Anyway, well, the purpose is they want to live forever, Bill. That's what this is about, eventually.
So does that mean that they're going to keep from having children once they've achieved this, then there'll be no more children? Or will the world become...
I don't, yeah.
you know, if no one ever is ever going to die, the world's definitely going to become well overpopulated.
Oh, look, these people are crazy. You know, this is what's so weird. They're at odds with each other. This entire genome project, the overpopulation project, the Common Core, the Agenda 21, these people, God, Mikey's talking to me here, and I can't concentrate. This is a mess. Yeah, he says, sorry, BTR sucks. You're right, Mike. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know why he can't get in, or at least, even if there's no chat room, why he can't get into BTR. I guess nobody could, so I don't know what the heck's going on. But maybe we got to talk to Ron, because he's got a call. He's kind of the head of it now, so.
Yeah, because.
No, look, I'm going to send you the information. That way you will understand what is happening with these people. They are nuts. They have evil plans, hugely. I'm going to go to this other stuff 1 second here. Okay. Now Ron's not going to be able to get in. Hold on. Let's see if I can get him. Dang it. This is awful. This is just awful not to be able. Okay. I'm just telling him call in BTR is a mess. Because he just came on. Okay. Here's another one I got today. It says, Republican talking points, Democrats' minimum wage war on the poor. This was from my friend Chris. And it says, President Obama's executive order increasing the minimum wage for federal employees affects 16,000 workers under 1% of hourly workers in the whole United States, which may include presently unpaid congressional interns. Oh, my God. The Senate version, according to the nonpartisan CBO, will eliminate up to 1 million jobs but help 16 million other workers, 29% of whom earn over three times the poverty threshold. Democrats are counting on a misinformed and ignorant electorate. The 25% who don't even know the earth revolves around the sun, the 29% who don't know the name of the vice president, and the 99% of 1,000 people who can't name the First Amendment's five freedoms. In California, only 1.4% of wage earners receive the minimum learning wage, less than 1% of full-time workers, and only 1.7% of full-time workers nationwide. Also, most people don't know the majority of minimum wage earners receive a pay increase within 1 year of starting a new job. And most of this is in the service industry and, like, you know, Walmart, Taco Bell, and the like. It's ridiculous. So why the all-out effort to raise the minimum wage? Because nearly every hourly worker ratcheted above minimum wage, about 72 million workers, expects to get a pay increase whenever it goes up. Organized labor, this is it, unions, organized labor's union voters and campaign contributors are the Democrats' target audience. Those earning the minimum wage today are the sacrificial lambs. Those seeking a first-time learning wage job, 27% are unemployed today, and minorities, 50% are unemployed, the people who suffer the most from good intentions. Yeah, right. The very rare fraction of married adults with children who earn the minimum wage after 1 year are entitled to income earned tax credit up to $6,044 to bring them above the poverty level. The whole minimum wage issue is a political sham for the sole purpose of generating votes and campaign contributions. Absolutely. An analysis by Sunlight Foundation, a nonprofit that tracks political spending of groups, individuals wrote checks more than 10,000 to the super PACs and other political committees, found big labor outspent big business by a margin of more than 2-1 during 2013. Oh, why do you suppose that is? This is not surprising. Oh, my God. So teenage unemployment rate versus minimum wage increases January 2000 to February 2010. It's huge. It's a hockey stick. And the same with the black teen unemployment. So that's kind of where we're at. I know.
There's a really interesting number with all that. They're saying it will supposedly lift 900,000 people out of poverty. No, it will not. Raise the poverty level.
And you know
It'll
what
raise
else?
The poverty level a little higher.
And
but
do you know
it's
what else happened?
if you're costing a million people their job, well, you just put another 100,000 people in poverty.
Well, here's the deal. The CBO said that 500,000 jobs will be lost immediately due to this. So that's what's going on. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to go back to my situation. I was trying to chat with people on the internet here, and thank God I could go back and forth without losing my signal. And I don't know who 111 is. I guess they don't want to talk, but that's okay. So anyway, that was part of the stuff that was going on today. There was another one. This was there was so much stuff. This was the Kerry one, I'm pretty sure. A North Korean detains another Christian. Unspeakable suffering in North Korea. Obama's scare, con artists and criminals in charge. There was another one. God, I can't see which one it was. Technology, cruise control. There was something else. Oh, the left preaches the great apocalypse of global warming. This week, Secretary of State John Kerry announced to a group of Indonesian students that global warming was perhaps the world's most fearsome weapon of mass destruction. Can you handle this crap? These people, I swear to God.
I would think he would have a harder time pushing that in Asia. They are the more educated people.
I know, but look.
Here at home, given the ignorance, as you talked about tonight, that people don't even know that the Earth revolves around the sun. I can understand how it's so easily for them to push this crap, because nobody has enough common sense, apparently, to look at them and say, you know, you've been alive how many years? And the same things have been happening over and over your whole entire life, for me, 50-some years. It's the same things over and over again, and now you're trying to scream this. And then I'm one of the people that believes you follow the money. Who stands off of this? It's not countries. And
I know
it's damn sure not the people of the world.
Here's my take on it. Right. Here's my take on it. Look. All these guys with the Chicago Climate Exchange, all these people like Joel Rogers and Al Gore, and all these guys, the Mushells, the Clintons, the whomever, you know, the Jarretts. Look, that's a spinoff of the bigger lie, because to me, the big lie of the United Nations and ICLEI from Bonn, Germany, is the big part of this, Bill, because these people want total, absolute, status control over every aspect of your life. I don't care about the money anymore. I don't give a dang how much money they make. This is not the big part. This is worse than that. This is the control. I know who these people are. I know what they want to do. And this is where I tell, and this is the next time, like I said, these guys are not going to want to see me coming into the chamber of the Oceanside City Council, because I'm going to say something that is not going to be popular. I'm going to tell them this is the biggest damn lie since Hitler said it's all the Jews' fault, and I'm going to explain how that works in history, because these people are idiots, absolute idiots, and I don't care anymore. You know, jihad, rice cookers, pressure cookers, I'm done. I can't take it anymore. They can just drop dead. I am not going to play their game anymore. I'm going to tell the truth, like Glenn Beck does, and like Mikey B does, and like you do, and everybody else that's got their heads out of their tailpipes. I'm done. I mean, that's just where I feel. So,
I'm hearing from you what I hear from many people in the last few weeks and months. And so many are getting so frustrated by everything. I mean,
yes.
And I can understand that. But I think this is a time when we should be out here pushing harder to educate and bring more people into the reality of what's going on. And I think that it's time that we should be promoting and have some pride in what we're trying to do. And
I agree.
Let's get this movement fired up and going stronger than it ever was.
Here's the thing. I already put out the Delaney trip on FreedomWorks. I'll continue to do this. We'll go back to Facebook. We can go to Twitter. We can go to everything we can go to try to put these things out there. The other thing is, once we get there into the, we have a whole week to play. So I'm bringing extra packages of pocket constitutions to hand out to people. I'm going to make the photocopies. Remember last week I talked about the Obamacare, which was an incredible piece put together by this independent study and my friend Ken gave to me. So it's going to cost me money to make these copies, but I don't care because it's worth it to me to make the 10 extra copies, and they're double-sided. We're looking at about 48 pages here. So, because it's, I think it's 20, whatever it is.
I'd like to have the time to give everybody a chance to get up and talk a little bit this time at the Delaney
sure.
and stuff.
Sure.
But until that point in time, we got a lot of pushing to do and a lot of, we got a lot of road to cover. And
sure.
We're going to have to really get out there and go for it and push harder as things are coming up, the midterms and stuff.
I know.
Can you imagine the desperation modes that Obama will go into if he loses the Senate?
I know. It will be ugly. Well, look.
Yes, it will be. It will be.
Here's the other day, I think it was yesterday, Glenn Beck said something pretty profound. And I believe it was on his radio show, but I can't be sure because, everything's – it's like that Twilight Zone that I told you I'm in, Everything just keeps spinning around, and it's very difficult to pinpoint. But nonetheless, I'm going to hat tip to him because he said, right now, today, yesterday, this week, and next month, and maybe 2 months hence, you and I are going to look back on this in about 8 months – or so, and say, these are the good old days, and that's how bad it's going to get, Bill. This is what's crazy, and this is what scares me. But you know what? I have God on my side, I hope. I'm on his side anyway. So I've got that preparation.
Let me tell you where I'm coming from, Linda. I just had three heart attacks.
I know.
In the last
Oh, my God.
And I've looked at my life, and I've looked at what my life I may have left. And when I look in the faces of my grandchildren and other children around this nation, I see them on TV or anywhere, kids and stuff, and I know what this government is trying to do to these futures of
these
children.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, my life means nothing. I'll give it up easily, but I'm not going to stop trying to protect these children.
Oh, I know. I heard that last night on your passionate plea yesterday on your show. I agree with you. I know that there's a lot of people fighting for their children right now. That guy in Boston General who they stole his child, and now they're calling him contempt of court because he went on Glenn's show yesterday talking about it. I mean, this poor man and his wife for a whole year, they're killing his daughter, This is worse than the old USSR. I'm telling you, this is not America anymore, Bill. And that's why people are screaming. That's why people are doing everything they can. I mean, we're not waking up fast enough. We're not getting enough. I mean, from what I understand, Glenn has an audience of 50, that's 50 million people, which is probably, Rush Limbaugh dreams about that because his last I heard was 23 million, okay? Glenn has surpassed all these people. Look, I think that's a hell of a start, and I'm glad we have that number because we need that and then some. But I'll take anything I can get right now. I'm telling you, I will take it. We'll run with it. We're going to prepare. I'm going to get everything I need. God's going to provide. I'm going to have my water filter, my silver, my ammo, whatever, my family close to me, my extra clothes, all the stuff I need. It's going to be provided for. I'm a child of God. I have accepted Christ, and I know that he can count every hair on my head. He knows every name of every star. Let me tell you something. No one's going to come against him. Nobody. They ain't coming against me either. Ain't coming. I don't care.
Well, that's another thing. I've lived in this country most of my life. I've had the chance to go to many foreign countries, and I've been to almost every state. In the United States, overall is the most beautiful place on the planet.
It is.
I've had a blessed life and a great life. And for me to have to go through what I'm going through here at the
I
end
know.
Of it, if all my displeasures and stuff, I can stop the stuff that's happening with
mm-hmm.
all the help of people that like-minded and stuff and stop all this stuff from happening, and the children are spared.
Yes.
What these people, these evil bastards, have planned for them.
I agree. You know what? Here's what it.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Here, it's worth it. Here's the thing, Bill. This is our journey right now. This is part of the journey. You know, you and I didn't sign up for this except we were born, okay? So, and then once we signed on with God, believe me, we signed up, maybe unknowingly. We're part of his Christian soldiers. And so this is kind of where I'm coming from. And all the founders were of the same like mind, except maybe Alexander Hamilton and those who like the central banks and the rest of that nonsense. Look, I'm hoping that I'm going to put out some blogs today and hope people can come into the archives and check out this show, because we've covered a lot of ground and I've tried to get as much information out to people today on Kerry, global warming hoax, the Illumina, the genome projects, all the stuff that's happening, my scripture reading, everything that I know about Agenda 21, because it is a huge, giant lie. It's not just Al Gore. Look, Warren Buffett is part of this because he's in bed with Barry because Barry's screaming about the Keystone Pipeline, and all this is just cronyism because he's got the railroad and he doesn't want competition, just like Rockefeller back in the day.
Right. He's profiting.
Yes, and they're
follow
and it, yeah.
the money.
I know, I know.
That's
but
what
look,
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Linda. What I'm talking about. They want to know everything about us, every single thing.
I
they
know.
Want to spy on us on the internet. They want to spy on our home through our electric meters and water meters. They want to spy on us out in public now with cameras everywhere. They want to use drones to spy on us.
Yep.
Well, it's time we knew something about them. We need to
know
every investment, every elected official in this country has, when they got that investment, what office they held when they got that investment, and did they help pass any legislation that protected that investment?
I agree. I mean, look.
We know that it's time we the people got some answers.
Look,
we want to know
Bill,
who's going to profit off these carbon exchanges and global warming ideology. We want to know who has passed laws that has aided money laundered taxpayers' money to their own supporters and organizations.
Well, I can tell you
who. We want to know. Yeah, we want some things revealed. You want to know about us? We want to know about you.
Look, all you need to do is start Googling people like George Soros, the Tides Foundation, you know, the Apollo Alliance, which is a lot of it, the Center for American Progress. This guy is so deep into this nonsense. The man is the evilest thing that's ever walked. I mean, outside of Maurice Strong.
He just doubled his wealth.
Well, yeah. I mean, look. Yeah, look.
He doubled
this
his
guy,
wealth by betting against the American economy.
Sure. He's done this. How many times has he done this? Look. That's why he's wanted in
well,
a few countries.
Several countries.
Look, he's going to get his, just like Ted Kennedy got his, Bill. God saw to it before he took him out the other way. He took him out with his a whole year of brain cancer. You know, God doesn't.
As a gesture towards Russia, we should give them Soros.
Okay, look. God's going to take care of these people. He does a better job than you and me can do. So I have no doubt, and I think that Hildebeest and Jarrett and Obamit and Michelle and Biden and every single one of these schmucks is gonna get their comeuppance. They're gonna get it, Bill. I'm telling you, and it might even be in our lifetime.
We had a fairly popular Democrat in our state. And the people you're talking about, I'm sure, turn his stomach. His name is Evan Bai.
Oh, wow. Look.
And I'm pretty sure that some of these people and their ideologies turned Evan's stomach.
Yeah, because, see, here's the thing, Bill.
The old Democrat mindset, which is totally gone.
There's so many people in this country, either on our side or the unawake and the awakened, who have no clue as to how evil this nonsense goes. I mean, everybody on Patriot Families gets it because we talk to each other, and we totally get it. I'm not kidding.
Like horses with blinders on.
It's just, it's worse than that. It's the... Speak up, hon.
Oh, I said they're just horses with blinders on.
Well, no,
because,
I think that's...
what they want to see.
I think it's worse. I think it's like the monkeys, the see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil, and also the ostriches with their heads in the sand, and maybe heads in worse places than that. And many of them have their noses and other parts up Barry's derriere. So this is, I mean, it's crazy. We're dealing with evil stuff. And
to use a quote from one of my favorite movies, we must all fear the evil of bad men, that is true. But we must fear even more the indifference of good men.
Well, yeah, because those are the ones who sit around and do nothing while evil persists. That's why Dietrich Bonhoeffer is a hero to me. Okay? So, I mean, if you want, I'll read that one on the air next time because, in fact, next week I'm going to go into that and I'm going to go into Jekyll Island because it's really, really troubling what's going on. And we had all better prepare many, many ways. We'll talk about that at Delaney and on our radio shows until we get there because we have got some huge problems. And I know that Ron, it's too bad he couldn't get in today. Mikey B, they know about the coming collapse, and everybody's predicting that it's this year and within the next 2 or 3 months. So pray for me that I can get the silver.
Still waiting on that next Davy Crockett, that next elected official that has the courage to stand up and tell the entire Congress to go to hell.
I agree with you. Well, look, Rand Paul just filed – he actually filed suit. It's already been filed against President Obama on NSA because the total anti-Fourth Amendment deal, absolutely the most in-your-face on the Fourth Amendment, and he filed it. And I'm part of that. I'm part of that class action suit. So I'm praying for that deal, too. And what? Excuse me?
Well, am I. I'm part of many class action lawsuits.
You bet. Me too, hon. Locally,
we have
too.
A government that is totally out of control, totally overstepping their bounds, and somehow we've got to be able to rein them in and put them back in their place.
Agreed.
They work
we will.
For us. We do not
I
work
know.
For them, and we are
I
not
know.
Their servants. They are
Stop
our servants.
Stop complying. Yep, stop complying, babe. I know. I got like 1 minute left, and I love you guys. Thank you so much, and I'm going to try to do some kind of a email blast and tell people to come to the archives. This is all Blog Talk's fault. I had nothing to do with this part, believe me, because I did everything I was supposed to. So God bless you so much, and I'm praying for everybody's health. I love you guys, and I'm like looking forward to Delaney. So whoever's on next, that would be Miss Terry tomorrow. Patriot Education, let's check her out at 6 p.m. Eastern. Love you guys, and I'm going to do Keep the Change. God bless. Have a great night.
God bless, Linda.
Thank you.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling, I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change.
Thanks so much. Hope everyone catches this in the archives. My name is Linda, right from the left coast. Love you guys. God bless. Over and out.